Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Out of Spec podcast. How's it going? I am Francie, and today on the podcast, we also have Kyle and Jordan. I'm calling in from France, which is pretty fun, and I'm going to tell them a little bit about what I've been seeing over in this country. This episode is made possible by the support we get from Fort Collins Kia. If you are in the market for any electric Kia, not only do they never add market adjustments, they will deliver your car to you anywhere in the 48 contiguous states for out-of-spec viewers. More information in the link in the show notes. Okay, Jordan and Kyle, how's it going?
Going well. I'm not in France, unfortunately, but you're there and Kyle was just there, so I'm kind of fascinated what type of EVs you've been seeing, and also just the architecture and the landscape of their EV scene. I'm fascinated by, of course, all the EVs we don't get in the States, so I'm all ears.
Yeah, it's pretty curious. Kyle was definitely somewhere different. You were in like the south of France, and I am in central France in Paris, like I said, and we went out west, southwest as well. But in Paris, I've noticed there is a very high presence of electric and hybrid vehicles. And it's been really cool to see. I mean, some of them are working as taxis. Some of them are clearly people's personal cars. There's also motorcycles that are electric as well, because that is a very, you know, easy form of travel in a highly and densely populated city with lots of side streets and traffic to weave through. And there's a lot of curbside charging as well. I noticed that immediately when we got here, that there are a lot of options for people to plug in right there. So I really like that as well. So I looked into also the incentives and in France, because, okay, I think if I see this many EVs on the road here, people are probably incentivized. I think that's really happening kind of everywhere. But yeah, where should I start, y'all? Do you want to hear about what cars I've been seeing on the road? Have any questions?
Yes. What exciting vehicles have you seen?
Okay. Well, today I did see a VW ID. Buzz drive by me, and it was like a white work van. So it had the white panels and stuff. So I pointed it out to my mom, who I'm here with. But I was like, they don't usually look like that. They're usually a little bit cuter, at least for what I picture. So that was really exciting to see. Of course, not as exciting. Plenty of Teslas. I did see the new Tesla Model 3 over here. The VW ID.3, I hadn't seen that before. So that was cool to see as well. And there are tons of itsy bitsy cars, smart cars, Toyota IQs. What else is there? Fiat 500Es. So I love those tiny city commuter cars that just fit in anywhere that you're trying to park along the street. Nice. There's a long list.
Have you seen any Citroen Amis?
Yes, I have, actually. Those are. And
how about Twizzies? Yeah.
I have not seen a Twizzy. I haven't seen something quite. No, I haven't seen a Twizzy. I would love to see a Twizzy. Hopefully now that we say it, I will see a Twizzy somewhere. Okay. I'm here, still here for like another week.
Well, yeah, I was just there for less time than you were, and I saw at least 40 Twizzies.
What?
They were everywhere. It was like heaven on earth. And I'm not Mr. I Love France. And this was really, I was like, I love France. There's Twizzies everywhere.
Do you think it has a different, you weren't in quite a big city, were you? You were in more of like the countryside. Maybe they're more a fit for that. What is it?
No, I was in a city. We were on the Riviera. It's really tight. The roads are narrow. It's similar. You know, it's a lot of people vacation down there, I guess. So maybe a Twizzy's more of a fun extra car. I also saw one of those Maharis. Remember that thing, Jordan? What That's is that?
So cool. Yes, the Mahari electric thing that we saw in Austria, but they're all over Europe. Although I don't think they're very popular, which is kind of why I would want one if I was.
Well, and the dude, I was driving a speed yellow Porsche Macan Turbo and like, you know, full flashy mode. And I slam on the brakes next to the Mahari. I was like, that's awesome. And the dude's like, why are you looking at me?
Nice. Yeah, that was like me in Germany last a few weeks ago. I like freaked someone out by taking a photo of their Honda Accord wagon. They're like, why are you taking a photo of this?
Yeah, I've been taking a photo, I know, of a lot of things. And I'm like, hopefully this is, no one's going to get mad at me here. I also just take pictures of amazing French people walking around with like tin baguettes under their arm. And then they walk into a cafe where I'm sure they'll serve them alongside a coffee or glass of wine to someone. It's really cool to be in a new city and just see how it works and all the characters, of course. And then all the characters. Also, one of my favorites that I really, really would love to have in the future, and every time I see cities that are just overrun with people on Vespas and motorcycles, is I just want a bike so bad. And of course, at one of these curbside chargers, I saw a BMW CE04 plugged in. And since then, I have seen many, many more, maybe like close to 10. So I think they're actually quite popular here. And different people are tricking them out in different ways. I've seen the different colors. And I'm also really happy to see how accessible the curbside charging is. And so I started to look into it. There's articles written that are saying, you know, Paris is doing public EV charging right. So I'd love to even look into it more and more. But this company that I'm going to pronounce Belib, B-E-L-I-B, is who's providing these chargers. You know, they make the chargers. And I think they really believe in the mission of public and accessible EV charging. But they have 2,000 of these curbside chargers all over Paris. So you have your charging cable. And I think some of them also do have cables. Kyle, do you know for sure? Do you know about this model? Have you ever charged on one of these?
Yep. And the ones that I used, I had to bring the Type 2 cable with me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's possible. We're starting to see a trend, especially for like motorcycles, where you may not want to carry a Type 2 cable on your vehicle. You're like, we'll start seeing the cables on the units themselves. But in Europe, copper theft was such a big problem. And, you know, I actually think it's kind of cool that you bring your own cable. I prefer it the way we do it in the US, but I see the benefit of just bring the cable you need for your own charging.
Because we do definitely cables over here that are just abused and destroyed. And some, it's frustrating to pull up to a charger and the cable is clearly the issue. Like the charger seems fine, but the cable's like broken. And so I do like that you could bring your own, and you know, the very tidy people can bring their tidy cables. And then some other people could bring their cables that may be on their last legs. I don't know. It's kind of like the chargers you see at airports where they're like, that lightning cable is a fire hazard, but you use it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I see like EVs and electric motorcycles or bikes lined up next to one of these chargers, ready to take the spot when it's their turn, when someone else moves on. I think it's a great idea, and I'd love to see more curbside charging availability in our cities too. They don't seem to have a huge footprint. They are, you know, big blocks, but there's easily, you know, more and more parking everywhere in Paris. So I think it's a really great amenity to have, if not, I mean, we call it critical infrastructure, right? So I think we should have more and more curbside charging where you're able to leave your vehicle overnight. I'd love to see more.
It comes down to cost. I did a video with Flo in New York City where I looked into the chargers, and it was a combination of partnership between New York City, Con Edison, and Flo. And I also met with the Con Ed guys who are responsible for New York's power grid. And they said, on average, it's $50,000 a foot to run cable. So in order for flows, and this includes permitting, shutting down streets, the construction, blah, blah, blah. They said this is the average cost of running electrical in New York City. It's crazy. So all of the flow sites are like positioned so close to interconnections that are already available where they may have only needed 1 or 2 feet to put in the chargers, but it was astronomically expensive. The other benefit, at least in Europe, is they use a 3-phase power grid. So you can actually get 22 kilowatts out of these things, which most of the ones in the US are 32 amp single split phase. So we're talking the difference of like spending a lot of money for 6 kilowatt charging versus 22 kilowatt charging with the same amount of effort. And this is one thing Europe has such a huge advantage over the US on when it comes to level 2 infrastructure.
That's really cool. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that insight, Kyle. I love to know like what makes it possible in other countries. And what I was looking into it too, that in 2023, they had 26% of the new cars sold in France that were battery electric or plug-in hybrid vehicles, which I do see a lot of hybrid vehicles as well. And this is a 47% jump from 2022. So no doubt the array of options that they have over here in Europe helps that, but also there are, they call them like ecological incentives over here in France, and they have those for their citizens as well to help them. It can be based on the certain model, the price, the MSRP of the car, also income. So similar to kind of the tax incentives that we have in the US. And then they did change it just as ours changed from 2023 to 2024 to have a bit more stringent rules, which is what we're seeing definitely going that direction, where it's like, okay, it's going to be a little bit harder to meet these goals, but hopefully in the long run, it'll help us have cleaner air, you know, happier societies. But it had 65% of the electric cars sold in France in 2024 will be eligible. So I still think that's a pretty good chunk of it. But this got more stringent because they have a new criteria that's covering the amount of carbon emitted during the manufacturing of the electric vehicle. And I do think that this is more of a trend over out of the US. I mean, I've seen similar kind of ideas for Germany and other European countries, but not so much in the US. We're more about like, where do these components come from and where are they manufactured? We're not quite yet to the, what are the emissions that are happening during the manufacturing process? So they're adding on that standard. And they're saying that, so the French finance minister, he said that these new rules will help automakers reduce their carbon footprint, which I've seen some efforts to do so, but they have kind of like crazy stats where they're like, we're going to have 50% of the materials that we used that are recyclable, or like reduce 50% of our carbon emissions throughout our supply chain, which is a great stat, but I'm also definitely want to dive into the details to see how exactly they're claiming that. But yeah, they say that they just don't want to subsidize car production that emits too much carbon dioxide. So I think that's also a different trend than what we're seeing over in America.
I think that helps because a lot of people's criticisms of electric cars sometimes point to the manufacturing process. So if they look at it holistically like this, that helps alleviate maybe some of the criticism where people only focus on the emissions of when you get the car, which I think is important. I mean, the emissions of the lifespan of a car, cars last a long time. We're still learning how long EVs last, and it seems to be decently long. I mean, you know, we have 150,000 miles on Kyle's Model 3, and we don't exactly take pristine care of it, and it still is holding up just fine. So I think we'll see a pretty long lifespan and longevity. And me and Kyle have driven, you know, Model X with like 300,000 miles over in Austria or wherever that was, and it's like, cool. Maybe, you know, if we look at the used market as well, it's like the lifespan and the amount of people who take advantage of these helps out. But that is interesting. I think we want to get more into the manufacturing process, learn more about the mining and all of the, I guess, emissions, and even just how holistic is that process? How green is those processes? How are the factories powered? You know, notably, I was just with the BMW people, and it's like, oh, cool, the Neue Klasse cars will be built in this factory that's pretty much all renewable powered. So there's different ways to make headlines. How much of it is truly selfless for the planet versus just good PR? But I think both can be done at the same time.
Greenwashing is certainly present here. But I think with more and more stringent standards like this, it's not going to be, you can't just say it's green. You can't just say it's 100% renewably powered. There's always that fine print if they're saying that, which I think we can usually see through on the out of spec team. Pretty cool. Also, I saw the, like I said, tons of smart cars, but also I know, Kyle, you don't like the look of these very much, but the Mercedes EQE 350 4MATICs, like I see those everywhere, sometimes as taxis, as personal cars. So I see a lot more electric Mercedes vehicles than I have, I mean, maybe just where I live, but also the Mercedes EQV 300. So that's that van. I like seeing that too, more electric van options. Have you driven that, Kyle?
I've been in one as a shuttle, but I've never driven one, and I don't mind. Like? I think the EQE isn't terrible looking, but it's also not great looking. We just had one last week, actually. And, yeah, so we were driving that while you were looking at one. And Mercedes are very popular in Europe, of course. And in France in particular, they seem to like the Mercedes stuff. And mm-hmm. I'm surprised that the Mercedes EQ stuff does as well there. But it's cool. So you're seeing, I guess they also offer smaller battery pack options for Europe that we don't get in the US. So I wonder if you're seeing any of the small battery ones. But EQV is awesome. Their van, it looks great. The new refresh one, super nice. And it's like, just bring it here. No one would buy it, sadly, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I do think they're really cool. I just like how everywhere I look, there's, I mean, plenty of Teslas, which, you know, of course is great, but all these other options.
Have you seen the Tesla taxis?
Yes, I have seen a lot of Teslas being taxis. So that's also what made me start to think, okay, they're the incentives with this, you know, just basically people using an EV for commercial purposes. I think there's usually incentives built in there somewhere. It's pretty cool. I haven't ridden in a Tesla taxi yet. Alas.
Yeah, some of the, at least last time I was in Paris, I saw a lot of old Model S's still rocking as taxis. And I don't think, yeah, new Model 3s, when I was just in Nice, there were new Model 3s everywhere. They just are normal cars now. It's nothing exciting. It was just six months ago that I was reviewing it for the first time.
I know.
And now they're everywhere. And I didn't even see like old Model 3s. I just saw new Model 3s. It's like it's just been replaced.
We were out in Bayeux, Normandy, France, which is, you know, seemingly like far away, way less EVs I saw there. Although that is where I saw Fiat 500e, but that's where I saw the new Tesla Model 3. And I was like, Mom, look. And she's like, okay, great. You want me to take a photo of you with it? No, thank you though.
Some people don't understand our car spotting.
Although my mom really is catching on to all of the EV stuff. My brother and I, being both in the industry, she is making her own references all the time. So very, very, very cool to be able to talk about this stuff with her while we're on this trip. But yeah, having a great time. Kyle, you know, we couldn't run into each other in the country as we are very far apart, but hopefully I can continue to see cool stuff and just bring back some experiences and insight that will help us to continue to explore the electric topics that we do.
See if you can find any DC charging spots over there.
Yeah, I haven't seen any quite yet. Only the curbside charging. So I'll look. Maybe I can Google it, look at PlugShare.
Yeah, rest stops, highway rest stops. PlugShare still does work there. There's quite a few on there. There's going to be a lot of Alpitronic units that you'll find throughout France, a lot of ABB stuff. And
we're going south again, but we're going by train, so we'll have to see what we see along the way. I'll be not along the highway, essentially.
Where are you going?
We're going to Provence,
which is the name of the Macan purple color, isn't it, Jordan?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we're also going to the Loire Valley. Now I see why
they launched the car there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was near. It's semi near where you were. It's. Yeah, I don't know. I've never been there, but I'm very excited.
Well,
so
if you
want to
go check out the new Macan, I'll go hook you up with the Porsche folks.
I was mentioning it. I'm like, maybe we could. Hey, Grandpa, you want to go on a nice fast electric vehicle? We'll see if I can get him in one.
Well, they're there until Saturday night.
Okay, great. Nice. Well, tomorrow's Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not there. I'm not down there until later. But I would love to know, you know, if there's anyone that knows anything about Paris and electric, anything that happens to be listening, or you know someone in Paris that you could point me in a direction of something to go look at. I've been in lovely art museums and everything, and I love that. But might as well tour around some more electric stuff.
Yeah, I was curious, Kyle. Museums are great. What the overall adoption was, you know, percentage-wise, are there really that many more noticeable? Like they have a higher percentage of adoption than we do in the U.S. Not nearly the quote unquote standard that, you know, Norway has, but it's something like a quarter of the cars sold are now electrified. That includes plug-in hybrids. Right. Still counts for something because a lot of people in Europe have less distance to travel. So plug-in hybrid can maybe do better there, but also like we've seen in Germany a lot too, in a lot of countries, huge incentives for plug-in hybrids, especially for like employee leases and stuff, and then they'll never get plugged in. So you're just like carrying this big battery around for no reason. But that's why true. They have, but plug-in hybrids can be more popular and useful there, but also that's why we see the smaller battery packs Kyle was talking about. People just have less distance to travel and typically higher, you know, better infrastructure. I've heard along the corridors of France, fantastic DC fast charging. In the cities, as you've seen, great curbside charging. It's just not the same as we see in some of the US stuff. Sure, some pockets of the US, like great, high adoption. But as a whole, as a country, even in the less populated areas, you still saw some EVs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. It's really cool to see it. And of course, the benefits of being in a big, bustling city, more EVs, just a little bit quieter. You know, people sit outside at the bistros, you want clean air, you want a bit of a more quiet environment. So it totally fits in. And it also does make me think, just one last point really, is that when I hear the perspective of typically Americans of the EV space, like really isn't doing well, it's declining. And then I mean, it's such one, an insular view of America, but then just you go to another country and you see the wildly popular adoption of electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids, but fully battery electric vehicles. And it's just great to see. I do like it. I think it's very cool. So I look forward to scoping out some other stuff. And of course, send me on a mission, anyone, a Parisian mission. I would love to go.
I think what you should do is you should go to Sixt, who's always been a great supporter of Out of Spec, rent a car and go on an EV road trip somewhere.
I could. I mean, I could just say, hey, y'all take the train. I'm taking the Peugeot.
That's what you should do. You should drive down instead of take the train down. Absolutely.
That would be fun. I've rented a Peugeot up in Scotland to drive around there, but it was definitely not electric. Although there was infrastructure. There was infrastructure up along the North Coast 500, which was cool. We didn't have to use it. And I think it would have
see that
been room. Long stopovers, but it was so glorious, Jordan. I would do it again.
Nice.
Okay. Well, who knows? Maybe I'll go on an EV road trip in France. I know that Kyle is basically saying that I have to, so maybe I will.
I'll just send you the Sixt contact email that we have and they'll just hook you up with something.
Oh, that would be so fun. Okay. And Jordan, I know you have a Fiat 500e. Am I allowed to say that? Yeah.
Yeah. It's
okay, great. Is it under embargo still, Jordan, or no?
Nope. It's wide open. So whatever.
Which is Italian, but.
Italian, but popular in France. Small car. Yes. Small city car. Yes. So
I love it. Yeah. Smart cars. Yeah. Fiat.
Have you seen any new smart cars, Francie? Like the new smart hashtag one?
I don't think so. Let me look at the image really quick, and I think I'll have to keep an eye out. I'm not sure I have.
Okay. Because the current smarts are out of production as far as I know.
Some of them do look like they've been loved for a long time that I've seen. Well, which is great.
The French care about their cars zero.
The way the French drive the cars.
I saw some really terrible parking jobs. Scraping curb, some dude hit a pole in front of me. They just don't give a crap.
I was thinking the way that you drive around in a city where you inch your way in and you're basically like cutting people off, but that's how the way it goes. It's like you have to be a little bit comfortable with maybe getting a nick here and there compared to driving where you keep away from everyone on roads where you don't crisscross all over. Yeah, I was thinking about the different attitudes.
If anyone hasn't seen Carnage à Trois, the Grand Tour episode in France, I highly recommend it to all of our listeners and to Francie. I basically mandate that you watch it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my gosh. It's my favorite thing Richard and James have ever done. Okay. It's all hilariously French. And I was in France and my driver, who's French, said, yep, everything they'd said was correct. And I was like, that's hilarious. That's wow. So can recommend and looking forward to hearing more about France, Francie.
I'll be making sure to take photos and notes of everything that I see. And I'll keep an eye out for the difference between the older and the newer smart cars. Because I know if I walk outside, I could throw a rock and hit probably five of them. Or actually, I could throw a croissant.
There we go.
Oh, well, thanks, y'all, for hopping on. It's good to see you. And y'all have been covering some really great stuff on the podcast lately. So Thanks. Yeah. Educating me along the way. And merci beaucoup, everyone, for tuning in to the Out of Spec podcast once again with us. Of course, leave your comments if you have any suggestions, like I said, or any questions. I'd love to kind of address them while I'm here. And we will see you next time.
If you're in France, right? Hit you up.
Yeah, if you're in France, I'm here.
Some French viewers.
I would love to. I really would. In France, I'm in Paris specifically right now. So, but please reach out. You can reach out to me on Twitter. You can hey_Francie or leave a comment here, or, you know, however you can get a hold of me. I'd love to meet some people if we have any French listeners or friends at all.
Yeah, if I haven't pissed you off already by now, if there's any left, then
well,
there you go.
Yeah,
there might be one.
Francie in France. It'd be great to have some out of spec friends here. Okay. Like I said, merci beaucoup. We'll see you next time on the next episode of the Out of Spec podcast. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Au revoir.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.